I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
The game is hurry up and wait, but that ain't putting no food on my plate. Welcome to the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns. I'm here with Cousin Dan. What's up, brother?
Hey. Oh, you know, just digging a hole.
Oh, yeah, digging a hole to where?
Wherever you down. You know, we'll see how far it can get.
I'm glad you've decided to go with a traditional hole.
I was gonna go with it. You know, I wasn't sure.
Downward.
But I decided just, you know, straight down.
That's all right. You'll get somewhere eventually.
People like to dig all different types of holes.
Mm-hmm.
Some would call them tunnels, mines, a mine. They call it a mine. I call it a hole.
I passed that that place. You remember the girl you kind of dated, who has the place 39 Mine or whatever?
39 Mine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
They're doing very well.
Yeah, they have like multiple stores, but
yeah, she's doing great.
But every time I pass it, I just see it, just see Mine in huge letters, and I just think of Gimli saying, "A mine."
I do that whenever anything. Like, we build mines in games, and every time I'm always like, and they call it a mine. Mine. Not many people know what that's from. Some people do, and they're the real ones. But
they are the real ones. We took a week off for Thanksgiving.
Had to. Big football game. Had to get ready for that game. Big football game.
Yeah. 2-on-2. It was pretty intense. But, yeah. But we did hang out on Monday. We played a bunch of board games. That was fun with our buddies Pat and Will.
Played your board game.
Yeah, played my board game.
That was fun.
Which I've made more improvements to since that.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Since I
had a lot of fun rolling dice. I won also, which may have helped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Will still gives it some...
Okay.
Negative reviews. No, I don't know.
No.
He just still has yet to win.
Yeah. We've only played, what, twice? Or maybe three times.
Three times, because we played twice with them and then one time before. The time of the destroy all tools.
Yeah. We played Terraforming Mars, which I had never played, but won. I terraformed Mars.
That's a difficult game.
Yeah.
That was a difficult game. And also it started out difficult because I don't play it that often, but I play it often enough where drafting, I'm so used to drafting in between turns where you get four cards and you keep one and then you pass the rest. And that's what you do for most of the game. So when Pat handed me the cards, I kept one after. Well, he was like, keep the first three, and then we passed, and then the second time I thought we were only keeping one from there on out, and then it became a whole thing. I was just like I don't care, I just want to start. And then at a certain point I was like, no, we're restarting. At this point I want to restart because we waited so long that I don't want to. I just, like, I got so mad that he wouldn't just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understood what he was saying. I was just like, I just want to start.
To be fair, you were not listening.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying I wasn't.
Oh no,
listening.
I know.
At a certain point, I was like, I am fine. I get it was my fault. Mm-hmm. I just want to start. Like, I was like, I just want to start this game.
Yeah.
And I had already drafted, like, the cards in my hand. I was like, I don't care what's not in my hand. I'm not keeping it because you have to pay for it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's. I was like, I don't care, and I just was like, I just want to start.
But and, no, it was a fun game. I won.
I love that game because even if you're not doing anything, you're building. Like, I had the worst. Pat even said, he's like, you have the worst funny enough, we restarted. Me was just like restart the game, and I ended up getting the worst.
Yeah.
Corporation.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, it's just bad. I'm like, oh, what are you? But I still, you still have fun because you build your own little corporation that does things that raises you terraform.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is a fun game. Long game. You know.
Yeah. That's the problem with game days. I like doing a bunch of different little games. I'd rather do like a bunch of like hour and a half, 2 hour games than like 1 4-hour. Like you get 1 4-hour game, you look like, oh crap, it's already like 7 o'clock. It's like, oh man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I agree. And also, I mean, I felt like or maybe not so much Will, but Pat was, I think, a little like annoyed that I won. My first time playing. Yeah, because
that's how it goes sometimes. But I don't know if he may have been, but because it took so long, that's the problem.
Yeah.
When it takes so long and then you lose, it's like, yeah, I've just been sitting here to lose.
But
why I've lost for some of those games. I like terraforming. I don't try to win. I'm just like, I'm gonna build a cool corporation.
Yeah,
it does, because you can do some cool things.
Oh yeah, in that game. And you know, I had fun. I mean, I'd play it again, but you know, I have to be mentally prepared to play a game that long. And it's not even probably the longest game we've ever played. But
what's that? We played that game, Tiny Epic Galaxies.
That game's awesome.
Yeah, that's an easy fun game.
Yeah, I actually just got a new game that I'm excited to play with you guys. It's called Dice Throne.
Dice Throne.
It's a lot like Magic in a way.
Yeah.
So you get a box.
Where did you get it from?
Well, I actually saw a TikTok of like this like account talking about different board games, and they talked about that one. I was like, this seems like right up my alley. It's
TikTok?
TikTok.
Yeah, up your alley? TikTok.
Yeah, Discount Mr. Beast. I saw it and I got it. So basically each box comes with like two characters. So it's at its base, a two-player game. And then you can get, you know, another box and you can play four players. And it plays out like 2v2, like teams, like two-headed giant. But you get this board. You're a character. You're like a hero. And it's got different abilities. And you get like a deck. And you get certain abilities. And...
So does your deck give you an ability, or like,
no,
are you,
your mat has abilities and you roll dice and they have different symbols and you have to try to roll the dice to match the symbols on your mat. Like they have different sections and then you can upgrade the sections with your deck. And then also the deck has like, you know, like instants and stuff like that, stuff you can do like during combat and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
That sounds cool.
But I'll have to, you know, we'll have to play it soon. Maybe we'll play it when we do the live 3007 reaction video.
Dude, I don't know. I might have to go back up to the mountains. I just looked for it.
Oh, wait, it's,
I don't,
oh,
know
it's
where
up
it
there?
Is.
Oh, no.
That's where I watched it. So I brought all of my DVDs up there.
Yeah.
But I could have swore, like, I could have swore I put it back in the case. But I didn't see it when I went to look for it because I wanted to show you guys the other day. I can't find it now. I'm not kidding. I don't know. It may be up in the mountains somewhere. Otherwise, unless Rachel took it and was like, I'm going to copy this and I'm putting this everywhere. And in that case, great. Cause I want to just see it again, but I have to find it.
I wonder if it's on YouTube.
It's not.
No,
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably
but
not.
It's, we have it. I've seen it, but I need to find it. So,
okay, we'll find
just
it.
Bear with me.
All right, let's get to the news. Let's get right into the
news. Let's get right into the news. What's the news?
Did you see that mysterious monolith?
The monolith that moved and then moved again and then now it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your theories on this thing? So first of all, for the listeners who haven't heard about it, it's a like a weird metal monolith that showed up in Utah.
Did we talk about this last time?
No, we didn't.
Didn't talk about this? Oh, we talked about... We didn't talk about 2001 A Space Odyssey?
No.
That's what it's from.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I talked about this with my family because they brought it up. They're like, did you see the monolith?
Oh, yeah, no.
Not in person.
So, yeah, it showed up in Utah. Then it disappeared. Now it's like Romania. And I don't know if it's still there. Space Odyssey 2001?
Is that 2000, yeah, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen that movie?
No, it's too long.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Okay, so I'll give you the premise. So there's a monolith, and every time the monolith appears, it society evolves. It was around when apes started to use tools. It's every evolution of man, you know. So in the beginning, it's like that's the whole movie. That's what the whole movie's about. And it keeps going on. They keep finding this monolith, and every time they find this monolith, it's an advancement into, you know, a new realm of understanding. And so it disappears and comes back, and I don't know. I think in the end it's just going to – someone's going to touch it, and it's going to open up and be like, it's follow Jake Paul. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah. You know, it's drink more Ovaltine.
Drink more Ovaltine.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. But it's I don't know what this monolith is. That's what everyone – that's if you don't know 2001 A Space Odyssey, that's kind of the gist. There's a lot more to it, and it's a very slow film. It's a very slow film, but his Stanley Kubrick's film techniques are for that time, and the way he shot, like using the different like models and stuff. It still looks cool, but it is. I don't think kids these days would be able to sit down and watch it because I wasn't able to watch it. I mean, I watched the whole thing, but when there's a psychedelic scene in the end. Mm-hmm. And it's like 10 minutes, maybe 8 minutes. It could be longer. I don't know how long it is. But of just like visual, like woo, like you're like imagine going through just like a trip, and the trip was kind of like hyperspace with like in Star Wars, hyperspeed, but a trip. And then it's like for 10 minutes, you're just like with sound. It's just like woo, woo, woo. And I had to fast forward through it.
Interesting.
And then there's just a weird ending, and you have to kind of be like, what the hell did I just watch?
Interesting. But, I'll probably watch it at some point, but
there was a guy I worked with, and he was, did you ever work with George?
I did not. Wait, George.
He was older, and he was into like Western films, and he would give me, some good, good old
George.
Films. That
George, yeah, George at the liquor store. Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, at the liquor store, yeah.
I was thinking at the golf course, Bruce.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. But we talked about 2001 A Space Odyssey. He was like, yeah, so I had some friends when I was younger, when it came out in the theaters. They're like, you got to see 2001 A Space Odyssey. So I went and saw it. I came out, I was like, what the fuck was that? He's like, they must have been smoking so much reefer. It was like it's a very interesting film. It really is. You got to see it. Most people may not be able to get through it. Some people think it's one of the greatest films ever, but I am not in that category. But I will give it credit for it's what it did at the time.
I think my
favorite... the monolith. There's a monolith, and we're all gonna die.
Yeah, definitely.
Those things are true. There's a monolith, and we're all gonna die.
True. Still in Romania? The monolith.
I don't know. I'm not. I haven't been. People just tell me things. I find out. Tori's like the monolith moved. I was like, yeah, I know it moved. Because you see it on TikTok and you see it on everywhere.
Do you have the app, the monolith app?
Do you have the monolith app? It'll be there. Just wait.
It's just tracking the monolith. My favorite Kubrick film will always be Dr. Strangelove.
That's what George recommended.
Oh yeah, said, did you watch it?
That's I have never seen it.
Oh, it's so funny! It's so funny.
Yeah, well, I know he stands up when his character is supposed to be, but he always recommended that. He was like, "You gotta every time I come in, Like, still haven't watched it. Because I would watch some of the recommended. He gave me a bunch. Every time I come in, he'd give me, like, five new ones.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
And that was one though, he kept recommending.
next headline is, I don't know if you saw, but Elliot Page is
who's that?
Trans now.
Elliot Page is
trans.
Who's Elliot Page?
Formerly known as Ellen Page.
Ellen Page.
Juno.
Oh, like yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is now Elliot Page.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Now my big beef with this news is every news site is like Umbrella Academy star Elliot Page is trans or whatever. What happened to Juno? Is like a cult classic film. Like, come on.
I know, but it's more relevant.
I don't even know what Umbrella Academy is.
You've never seen Umbrella Academy?
No, I've never seen it. It's on Netflix, right?
You should watch it. You would like it.
Yeah. I'm working through some stuff.
You're working through some stuff?
I'm working through some stuff. I can't watch.
That's okay.
No, me and the lady, she had never seen Mandalorian, and I want to catch up. So
I'm starting from the beginning. I've never seen it.
It's good. It's decent. But
I just finished the Bill Burr episode.
Yeah, don't talk about anything because she listens to the podcast and we're not there yet.
Bill Burr's in it.
Bill Burr.
Oh, no.
But
so is Tonks, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was I knew right away. I was like, oh, that's also someone from Game of Thrones, but you haven't watched it until I get 10 grand.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that grand.
Until I get 10 grand and that it can be disposable. I don't need it. Because I'm not. I finally saved 10 grand. Yeah, I got to give it to Tom. Sorry.
Dude, honestly, you should just ask Mr. Beast.
Yeah, that would know. There's so many better things to. I wouldn't let him. I wouldn't be like, yeah, if you're going to. Can we put 10 grand to something? Yeah, give it to Tom so he can watch Game of Thrones. They got a bet. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be cool. If he gets sponsored by HBO, maybe that would
be. But the thing is, I don't even care anymore because Game of Thrones ended. It was terrible. Yeah. The end was garbage.
So I heard. So not worth it for me to watch it anyway.
I know, but now it'll be like, now I could pitch it as kind of like torture. You're like, yeah, he has to watch Game of Thrones. But it would be torture for you anyway. But it's a fantastic show in the middle of it. Very good middle. Yeah, that's what I say about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Really good middle.
Good middle. Oh, yeah. So another show I'm working through right now. We just started something that I believe is one of your recommendations at some point. Lovecraft Country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
We just watched the second episode.
I haven't finished it yet.
Don't know really where it goes from where we just saw.
How many episodes you in?
We only watched the first two.
Okay.
Like the second one felt so climactic. Like, oh, right? That's like the end. So I'm not really sure where it goes. So it'll be interesting.
It has a weird pacing. I will say the show has very interesting pacing, and the second episode, yeah, it feels like I thought it was done. I was like, well, that's a good series.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, first it was like, oh, the bad guy from Ghost is in it. Oh, the bad guy from Ghost is not in it anymore. I mean, maybe he still is. I'm not sure, but. It's good so far. I mean, basically the thing I've gleaned, and this is something that I already knew, but it's always like a reminder, you know, there's these like periodic reminders of like how much segregation just blew. It just fucking sucked. Like, and you know, I'm a white dude.
There's
so like
periodic, some people never. You say periodic. Some people that there's still a reminder every day.
Oh yeah, no, and you know, I guess that's my privilege as a white dude. But like, you know, I think it's good for us to see how shitty it was, whether you know how realistic it is or not. I mean, as far as I know, it seemed realistic. I mean, it could have even been worse.
Well, It could have been worse. It could have been, which is crazy.
Yeah,
you know, but then again, we're. It has, our history books have been written by people who would rather not say what happened well, accurately.
If you think about it, so you were born 91, I was born 92. That's 28 and 29 years ago. 28 and 29 years prior to us being born, it was happening. So it's like, it feels like it's so long ago, but in reality, it's not.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously we still live in a
world. But that's what I mean. Like, that's why old people are, you just kind of like, they're probably racist.
Yeah, yeah.
Old white people. I don't know. You know, racism goes both ways. As mm-hmm. far as always. But
bisexual.
It's, what?
That's something he said goes both ways.
No, but it's that show. It's a good show, but the pacing of it is very
strange.
It is. No, I'll be honest, because that's why we kind of stopped watching it, because I kind of forgot. I was like, what's the things happen and it gets better. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of we hopped on Mandalorian so quick because she was watching Star Wars and finished and was like,
yeah.
So that's kind of why I stopped too. But I'll finish it. Let me know if you finish it and what you think.
Yeah. That's one that like I can definitely only do one episode a night, maybe. We're working through the Mandalorian too, so it's like we might hop back and forth, but yeah, I mean, I do want to finish it, and from what I've heard from other people is, some episodes are just like, what's going on? Like, this is not good, and then some episodes are great. Like, I felt like the first episode was really good.
I like the first episode.
Yeah, and then the second episode was like okay, weird.
You don't know what's going on, but it was cool. Like, I like the intro when you're like, what is going on? Like, originally, I don't want to give anything away.
See, he's like Jackie Robinson or whatever in his dream.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, all right. When I saw it, I was like, all right, I'm in on this show. And, pretty wild. But, yeah, I just want to let you know that I am watching one of your recommended shows.
It. Yeah. You know, let me know what you think. Because I liked it when I was sucked in, and it gets better. It is an interesting show.
Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, I wanted to mention one of my previous recommendations from a while ago was Sound and Fury by Sturgill Simpson on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
The anime thing. The album itself got nominated for a Grammy. So, you know, all the more reason to check that Netflix. Basically like rock, it's like anime like storyline kind of thing, but it's pretty sweet.
All right, well, I'm gonna check it out.
And you're a big weeb, so
I'm a big weeb, I guess,
right up your alley.
Yeah, you want to know what's funny? I was watching some weeb. I was watching Naruto Shippuden, whatever. Have you ever seen Michael B. Jordan say his favorite? They ask him what his favorite anime is, and he just pronounces it terrible. It's like Naruto Shippuden.
I feel like there's a bunch of TikToks that I mean to send to you because they're about anime, and I never do. So I'll probably go through my likes.
Well, what the heck, guy? I'm looking forward to that now that I love them.
Yeah. I just want to talk about like a little bit of a, this was about two weekends ago. It was a dark night.
Yes.
Starring Christian Bale, Heath Ledger. It was like late afternoon. I was sitting at the couch and I get a call from a number I don't know. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick this up because normally my phone says spam risk when it's a actual spam. So I pick it up and I go, hello. And I hear a voice like, yeah, is this Tommy John's? And I go, yeah. Why? It's like, are you aware that there is a 007 movie called Thunderball? And I wasn't, but I believed them because I know there's a ton of ton of movies. And I actually looked up after it is. I said
that is an actual.
Yeah, 007 Thunderball.
Thunderball.
And I say I didn't. Why? He's like, well, it's a movie, and you are creating a game called Thunderball. Now, for some context, I just a stupid.
I have created
a game called that I as a placeholder name called Thunderball. But I had never talked about it. I don't think I've maybe talked about it on the podcast like for 2 minutes before. So it's not out there in the world. It's just something I've called it, right?
Oh, no, that's out there. Oh, yeah. To all of our listeners.
Apparently. And he goes, and you're creating a game called Thunderbolt? I'm like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, well, you can't use it because of the movie. And he said that he was from a law office. And I said, okay.
Okay.
And I hung up. And I think he expected me to say something because he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, right. And I just like turned off the phone, sat there for like a minute. And I was like racking my brain. It's like, who would know about Thunderball on the internet that I would be contacted before I, you know,
the
write this off.
CIA?
Yeah. FBI, the FBI guy watching through my phone. And then I was like, oh my God. So my sister has this friend, Bradley, who came to Thanksgiving last year. Interesting guy, to put it, mildly, I would say. And he's from Louisiana. I'm like, oh, it's him. So I text my sister. I'm like, funny. And she's playing dumb. I'm like, what? I'm like,
you could have got him so bad. You should have not knew that you like caught him and then started calling him from other people's phones. Yeah. Started like pranking him.
I know. I should have, but like I was just like, because my sister. So what happened was, well, okay. So I call her and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And, you know, she's like laughing because she thinks it's funny that I think it's Bradley. And I give her the number, and she's like, oh, that's not his. And I'm like, wow, this is so weird. And I'm like, should I call this number back? And I ponder it for like, you know, a good 5 minutes. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to call the number. And I call it. He doesn't pick up, and it just goes right to his voicemail. I was like, this is Bradley. It's like,
this is Bradley.
And
what
I call,
are the odds? Another guy named Bradley.
And I call my sister, and she, you know, starts dying. But like, apparently, so I had thought that they were in on it together the whole time. And he called me back, and he's like, hey, by the way, that was Becca put me up to it. And I was like, okay, that's, you know, really funny. Cool. Have a good one. And then I talked to my sister at Thanksgiving. She's like, I did not know he was doing it. He did it and then told me after. And which is weird because how did he get my number? First of all, because I don't think
maybe
I gave it to him.
The CIA.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was also just weird, like, that a guy he met once, like, he heard me talk about Thunderball, was like, oh, I'm going to get him one
didn't
day.
Didn't he play it at Thanksgiving?
He played it at Thanksgiving, and he's probably like, I'm going to get him one day.
Oh, I'm going to get him so good.
A year from now.
I'm going to get him. Have you ever seen Winston, like Winston's pranks in New Girl?
No, I don't watch a ton of New Girl, but.
Well, they're either really over the top or they're really like underwhelming. Like he puts like a single raisin in like Cheerios or something. And yeah. He's just like, he sits back and goes, oh, got him. And like, cuts to the, like someone goes, is this a raisin? In the Cheerios and just like throws it out and he's like laughing in the background. It's just like one of those pranks where it's like he's like, oh, we really got him.
Yeah,
you're just like, all right, dude.
I don't know if it was like a ploy for him to get a chance like to talk to my sister, because he did have a crush on her, you know. I mean, I don't know if crush is the right word to use with adults, but yeah, I don't know, it was weird but funny. So
yeah, you well, know. We're talking about it, aren't we?
Got a cease and C and D about the Thunderball.
A little C and D.
Yeah, a little C and D. So I thought for this week it would be fun to do, and I've done that. I think I did this by myself once on the podcast on a little solo app.
Okay.
We kind of do a little Shark Tank.
A little Shark Tank?
Yeah, yeah. Come with me, like, with your.
So does that mean, like, I'm going to be the investors and you're going to be the investors and you can be real, like, brutal with. Now, listen, that idea is terrible. I would never invest in it. Actually, I want. I'll pay you a royalty every time you sell something. I want to buy just the name.
Yeah,
rights.
I mean, yeah, Thunderbolt. We're going to take turns. One of us is going to be the guy pitching the idea, and then the other of us will be the investors. So I'll let you start if you want.
Okay.
I think you start. Right. You say, you know, whatever.
Well, so let me just tell you how I came upon my idea.
Wait,
so,
one sec.
Okay.
I don't want to – sorry. Introduce yourself.
Oh, okay.
And say how much money you want
for how
much equity.
Equity.
Okay. I'm offering something equity for not whatever they say. Continue.
Hi, my name is Dan Cuzzo-Wuzzo Man, and I'm here seeking $400,000 for 100% of my company.
Okay.
So let me tell you about my company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other day I was talking to my uncle. And he happened to be in the hospital. Yep, he got sick on Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's a bummer, I know. So he was telling me about what he ate. You know, it's Thanksgiving. You want turkey, you want mashed potatoes, you want corn. And all he got was a popsicle and a Jell-O. And it got me thinking. Got me thinking. Why do they only have regular Jell-O flavors? Where is the Thanksgiving dinner Jell-O flavor? Where's the mashed potato Jell-O flavor? We need more hearty Jell-O flavors than just sweet. It's not just a sweet gelatinous meal. It could be a meal. It's not a meal. Most people don't think Jell-O is a meal, but I do. So let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Let me tell you why. My product. Jesus, is that Jell-O? Is one of the best products on the market now for non-sweet Jell-Os. So we are just one of our advantages. We're the only one on the market. We are the only non-sweet Jell-O on the market right now. So that's enough.
Would you
like to purchase it? We have tons of flavor. We have asparagus.
One sec.
Philly cheesesteak for you. Hey, Mark Cuban, we have a Cuban. Yep, we have Cuban Jell-O. Cuban.
So you have samples. You're passing them out right now?
Yes, I'm going to pass around the samples. Here, hold on. Here, right. And this is, here's a spoon. Okay,
right.
And this is for you.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. And this is real estate flavored for that one lady who started her millions in with a $10,000 real estate loan and now is a billionaire. Actually, I think Mark Cuban's the only billionaire.
Really?
Mark Cuban is worth more than all of the other people. I'm almost positive Mark Cuban's net worth is like double.
I mean,
if not more.
He owns a basketball team.
I
own a basketball team, is what I meant to say. These interesting flavored.
What did you have? Did you have the Philly cheesesteak?
I'm having the Cuban right now.
Okay. Well, how about
I'm getting
this?
The mustard.
You know what? I think you should try here. Try this.
Okay. Give me
this
that.
This is lobster roll Jell-O.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Try that.
Is that real mayonnaise?
Real mayonnaise.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. And tell us a little bit about your family.
So I'm one of 14, and we grew up strictly on Jell-O. We only ate Jell-O because that's all we could afford. We had hot water, and a lot of times, sometimes we wouldn't even heat it up. Sometimes we would just pour the Jell-O in and we'd drink it as a drink. And it actually, that you don't want to do that because if you lay out in the sun, it will actually gelatinize in your body.
In your intestines.
And that's, yeah. And, oof, you know, we lost a few good ones to chew.
Well, there was 14 of you. I mean, there's some to spare.
There was. But, you know, we're going to miss old Jameson. We're going to miss him. Jameson. He was good. He loved his Jell-O, but he just loved it. He didn't want to wait. He didn't want to wait for it to become, you know.
Wait. Imagine Jell-O. The sad music has started because you're talking about your brother Jameson that passed away due to a tragic Jell-O accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stanley agrees. It's tragic.
It is tragic. Continue talking about it, but there's sad music playing.
So.
Like they would play in the actual show.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. He thought he could drink a gallon of Jell-O ungelatinized. And then he laid on the roof. He wanted to tan. Within hours, which is a lot of time. It's not like minutes. Within mm-hmm. hours.
Yeah.
He was really weird and like gushy looking.
Did he look like the senator in X-Men 1?
Yes. That's what he looked like. That's exactly what he looked like.
Holy smokes.
And then he slid through the bars and he exploded.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Stanley agrees. It's tragedy.
Dan, you are so...
Jameson!
Dan, you are so brave.
I know.
To come up here and pitch your business idea to... assholes like us, sharks.
That's why I'm asking for 100% of my company, because I just want to be done with it. Jell-O is a memory that I would like to put behind me.
So before we send you into the other room for us to discuss, you are valuing your company. So you said you are $400,000 for 100% of your company.
Correct.
You're yeah. valuing your company at $400,000. Do you yep. have any sales?
Yes.
Okay. How are they?
They're good sales. They're cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are these mostly consignment or retail?
I know. We sold out. We sold out.
So there's no company anymore.
Yeah, like, you just get that idea. It's IP. It's intellectual property. You get Jesus is Jell-O. Jesus, is this Jell-O? Yeah, you get that.
Good old JITJ.
You get the secret formula, holy.
Interesting. All right. Well, go into the other room. We're going to discuss.
Okay.
Real quick.
All right. Do you want me to come back in as another?
Yeah, come back as one of the other sharks.
All right, listen.
What do you think?
He's got a sad story, but this stuff is disgusting.
I actually kind of liked it a little bit.
What did you get?
I had the Philly cheesesteak.
And it's good?
I mean...
This is chili. The consistency is disgusting.
Oh, wow.
Listen, you could go in on this, but I'm out.
We don't
even know how many sales he has.
True. I mean, it sounds like he sold out, maybe. All right, let's bring him back in. Let's bring him back in. Dan, come back in.
All right. Yeah.
Dan, well, it sounds like Draymond is out.
Draymond.
Damon. Damon?
Do we not know... All right. Damon.
The guy who did FUBU. The guy who did FUBU is
Draymond is a basketball player. Draymond Green.
Yeah. Okay, Barbara, what do you have to say?
Barbara, let me, before you say anything.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, is that Jell-O? Just imagine.
Well, I don't know why I gave her that. You're smart. You're funny. You remind me a lot of myself when I was your age. And for that reason, I'm out.
I respect your decision.
Thank you, Barbara. Cuban?
Cuban, Mark.
Marky, you know, boy?
When I came in here, I said, you're my Mark. You're my Mark. Here we are.
Yeah, okay. I can't do this on audio, but he does that kind of like rolling his eye thing. Everybody knows. Mark, what do you... Oh, you're saying something to me?
Listen. You know drink needs? This drink needs a little cubes. Some ice cubes. Come on, Mark. You're my Mark. Let's put those cubes in this glass. Come on.
Dan, please calm down.
Hey, Marky. Mark, let me level with you.
Listen, Dan.
Mark, let me level with you. Mark, you're a billionaire, right?
Uh-huh.
This potentially, you could double your billions.
True.
Cubes. Come on.
Well, me and Mark are going to go 50-50. $200,000 each.
Okay.
Do you accept the deal?
Can I walk into the other room?
Yeah, go ahead.
I need to talk to... I have a bowl of Jell-O.
Okay, go do that. He's going in the other room. Talk to a bowl of Jell-O? Crazy. Dan, you back?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
So, while I was in there...
Mm-hmm.
Talking to my bowl of Jell-O.
What's your bowl of Jell-O's name?
It's a fucking bowl of Jell-O. Mark. Jesus. It doesn't have a name.
Jesus, is that Jell-O?
Jesus, is that Jell-O? And we've decided to... You know, I don't think we can part with this company.
Fair enough.
I know I said I wanted to put the Jell-O behind me.
Mm-hmm. But it's easier to eat when it's in front of you.
But I'd rather put it in me.
Okay.
So we're going to have to decline.
All right. Well, we wish you the best. You're making a poor decision. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good job, Dan. That was great. That was great. That was a good idea, too.
Yeah. Savory Jell-O.
Savory Jell-O. It was about time. I guess it's like gravy, like after like it's been in the fridge.
That's what I was thinking about. Oh my god, the entire time.
Ugh.
I was like, you know when you put gravy in the fridge and it just gelatinizes and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to eat that?
Apparently not Draymond. And
apparently not Draymond.
And Barbara. All right. All right. Well, I guess I'm gonna pitch my idea now.
All right.
All right. Let me get in character here. All right. Hello, sharks.
Hi.
I have the lady from the QVC network.
Oh, you're the QVC. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. We gotta switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, sharks. I'm Vincenzo Pubani, aka Vinny the Pooh. I'm here with my company. I'm asking for $50 million for 2% of my company.
Okay.
And now I'm going to continue with my pitch. Have you ever gone into a Costco? Any of you? What is missing when you go into that Costco?
Savory Jell-O.
Yeah, it is. But one thing that I've always missed when I go into my local Costco wholesale is big Italian men.
He's right. He's right.
So, that being said, I have decided to create my own wholesale company like Costco. We're calling it Cuzco. Cuzco Swole Sale.
Draymond leans forward in his chair.
Ooh. I got Draymond's attention. He knows what's up.
This is not his name either. But we're going to roll with it.
So when you go into my signature Cuzco Swole Sales, not only will you need to pass a test of masculinity to get your membership card, but also there are large Italian men such as myself walking around helping you throughout the store and giving you tips for different things. So you're in the electronics. They give you tips on which electronic to do. Ask me. This is my kind of sample. Ask me what kind of for advice on a certain kind of electronic, and I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Do you have a remote control?
Do I? My mother uses this remote control right here, and she's dead. So don't use that one. Use a different one. Anyway, another, you might be wondering, Costco, oh, they're famous for their $1.50 hot dog and a drink, right? It's like a famous thing.
They're famous for that?
Yeah, you can go into Costco, you get a $1.50 hot dog and a drink. That's super cheap. And actually, a little tangent on the subject, the CEO or someone once tried to get them to change, like, up the price because they were losing money on it, and like the board of directors said, never happening. You know,
they care that much about hot dogs.
They care that much about the signature $1.50 hot dog. Anyway, at Cuzco Swole Sale, you get a $1.50 Italian sausage.
Oh my God! That
with
I'm
a
in.
With a
let me stop you right there
with a Pellegrino.
Hi, Mark Cuban.
Hi, Mark.
You wanted $50 million for 2%.
Correct.
Okay. So your company's worth a lot of money. I wasn't crunching the numbers. I'm a billionaire. We don't worry about numbers. And this is not Mark Cuban's voice. This is – but let me ask you one thing. How do you make money on these Italian sausages? Is this a loss leader? Is this Italian sausage just bringing people in the building?
It's bringing people into
the
building.
Or is it the Italian men? What's your pitch? I want to know, what's your solid 10-year plan?
10 years?
What happens when people get tired of Italian sausages?
Well, listen, that's just a part. You can get whatever you want at this Cuzco. You go in there, you can get meatballs. You can get garlic knots.
Do you have a patent?
We don't need a – actually, this is actually a nice loophole. We don't need a patent because we don't know what those are.
Okay. I like this guy. Now, hi. Yes. Hi. You said masculinity. You have to take a test of masculinity?
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean when I go in there?
Now,
I own QVC.
Now, I mean – you know, you got to be politically correct these days. So basically.
Well, I just want you to be correct, okay? You know what? And for that reason, I'm out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to finish my statement anyway. You basically, when you sign up for the membership card, we punch you in the face. And if you can handle it, you're in. It's easy. What's the word? Pussies coming into Cuzco. Cuban knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, it's me, Mark Cuban. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by this cheesesteak jello. There's still some left over from the last guy.
Is that now? Do you think I could get that in bulk from my store? That pudding? I mean, that jello?
Well, you'd have to talk to. The inventor of it, he just walked out. He said no to $400,000.
Oh, that guy eating Jell-O outside?
Is he outside?
Yeah, he's I punched him in the face. He wanted a membership. Couldn't handle it. Doesn't matter.
Couldn't handle it. Yeah, it sounds like him. Looked like the type.
So you can go in, you can buy meatballs, garlic knots, sausage is for $1.50 with a Pellegrino. Which is a deal. I'd get the membership just for that. Now,
so what is my ROI looking like for this $50 million? How do I make my money back?
You don't.
I don't.
You don't.
Okay. All right.
You don't right away. You don't right away. You make it back. So I have an idea. So I'm going to the Shark Tank version of, like, the show that is a version of Shark Tank in each country. And I'm getting $50 million from each for 2% of the company. And when whoever the first person to ask for the money back is going to get it.
From the other person, that sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Now, have you ever been to the Bass Pro Shop pyramid?
Yes, I have.
That is what Cuzco is going to look like. It's not only a pyramid scheme, it is also a pyramid. Because we like the pyramids, like, because we like to respect the great Italian ancestors that built them in Sicily.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to step out. We're going to have to talk about your idea.
I don't know about him.
I think I'm in. And if any of you guys want to go in with me, I'd be happy to split it because this is a gold mine.
You really think so?
I really think so. Well, and, you know, honestly, the fact that you can't see this, it shows your age. It really does.
I'm 33.
Yep. Well,
I guess.
What are you going to do?
Show your age.
All right.
Doesn't mean anything. All right.
Damon.
Is it Damon?
Damon.
Oh, what the hell is his name?
Is it Damon?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Nothing. I created FUBU.
Oh, I thought you were talking to someone in the background. I didn't know you were being Damon. I was like, yo, what's up? Oh, yeah. Are you in?
I'm going to have some stipulations. I'm going to need FUBU sold at all Cuzco Swole Sale.
I think we can do that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
pick that time. Because I'm going to have to ask him to. We're probably going to make a Cuzco Swole Sale stadium and probably a basketball team. Because, again, I'm telling you, once this is behind me, we're gonna run with this.
Got it.
So, Mr. Wonderful, you're here too, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sounds
like. Yeah, I'm Mr. Wonderful.
Are you in? I'm Danny DeVito.
I think I'm in a little bit. Yeah, I'm Wonder. Daddy, call me Mr. Wonderful. Bring him back in.
A funny episode of Always Sunny, like a Danny DeVito, like a bunch of they do a Shark Tank.
Yeah. Am I coming back in?
Yeah, you can come back in now.
Yo.
Tell him you can come back in.
I'm back in. What's up? I just punched three more guys out in the lobby. Why do I sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
We don't have any of our guys in the lobby.
Who were those guys?
Who were those guys? So, listen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you your money, but we're going to ask for a little bit more. We want 5% for $55 million, and we're going to split it between us.
How many ways?
Four.
Didn't the QVC lady say she was out because of the masculinity?
She's out, thing? Yeah, but we got me, Mark Cuban. We got
Marky Mark.
Damon.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mr. Wonderful and the tech guy.
Oh, the tech guy, who
he didn't even say anything. He just gave the nod.
Gave the nod. Interesting. He's normally talkative.
Yeah, he is. Normally he cries,
are there any other stipulations?
Yeah, we get 25% sales commission on all sausages.
That's like 30 cents a sausage.
Listen, we got to make our initial investment back. That's the only reason why. We know this is a home run. And with me and the Dallas Mavericks behind you, okay. We got FUBU, we got software guy.
Are you gonna build a new stadium?
We're going to build a new stadium. It's going to say Cuzco Swole Sale. It's going to be big. It's going to be – you have your picture right on the front. It's going to be like a – how about – it's going to be a neon, a giant neon.
Okay. I got a question. What team is going
to
be –
why are you asking a question? Listen, we just gave you what you wanted. Now you can either take it or you can leave it.
Listen.
Okay, we've been very nice.
Wait.
We've been very nice, you know, but we've offered you. What questions could you have?
I have one more counter offer.
Well, why don't you let him talk, Mark? Just let him talk. No, listen. Did we not ask? Give him what he wanted. Okay, Mark. Well, let's hear him out. Okay,
you're done. My only counter offer is the stadium. Goes up in my hometown, Hoboken, New Jersey.
And you got yourself a deal.
It's gonna house a deal. It's gonna house the New Jersey Guidos, a AAA ball team. That is gonna be a farm team for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Minnesota Vikings.
All right. I'm gonna take it.
All right.
That's great.
Shake my hand.
No, we punch faces at Cuzco.
You're right.
Anyway, so that was Shark Tank. That was 20 minutes of Shark Tank. uninterrupted by any commercials, so... If that isn't a reason to keep listening to the Tommy John Show, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's going to bring us to the rec room. What do you get to recommend this week, Dan?
All right. Well, I don't know if I recommend Blood of Zeus last time? I think I did, right?
I think you did, yeah.
Then I will recommend, did I recommend his Dark Materials?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, maybe. It's on HBO. Maybe I did. Did I?
It doesn't matter.
Because I finally started like watching it, and they're both excellent. I finished Blood of Zeus, and that was cool.
Uh huh.
Pretty sweet. But so check out Blood of Zeus on Netflix, but also check out HBO Max. I think it's on HBO Go too. But his Dark Materials. It's about this other world where you have demons as your soul and they're outside your body and there's different worlds. And it's kind of like a little adventure with like magic and there's witches and there's bears with armor.
Sounds right up my alley.
Yeah. We did. I think I did recommend it because it has James McAvoy and you were like, yeah, James McAvoy is great. So I did recommend.
But we're recommending it again because that's how good it is.
I'll recommend it again. Because that's how good it is. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. So check that one out, guys. My recommendation is a book. It's actually by the author of the Collector series, which we had talked about.
He's a guy.
Chris Holm. It's called The Killing Kind. It's about a assassin named Michael Hendricks. He only kills other assassins, hitmen. He's a hitman that only hits other hitmen. So he was declared dead in war, but he didn't die and he was able to get back to the United States. And, you know, he was in special ops. So instead of, you know, going back to his life, he started doing this as his job because he's kind of a ghost. And, his buddy that was also in the war is the only one who knows he's alive. and he has like he's like a real tech guy. He's like a Jarvis of sorts. Like he can like crack. He's like a hacker. He can crack all these different codes, and basically there's a thing called the council, and what the council is kind of the like alliance between all the mafias in the country, mafias and gangs, and they are the ones that send out the hitmen, and they're the ones who communicate with the hitmen, and they crack the code in terms of finding, like, they know who the target is. So what he does is he goes to the target and he says, listen, someone's going to kill you. I could protect you for double the money.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this.
Yeah, yeah. I can protect you for double the money.
This is cool.
And if you don't want to, that's all right. No skin off my back. And the whole idea is if a hitman gets killed while trying to hit someone, it's like almost like super unlikely that another hitman is going to take the job. And so the council gets upset because all this, he keeps doing this, and they basically find someone to try to find him. And that's kind of the whole thing. And
they send in John Wick.
And it's an awesome book. It's one of two in a series. I'm probably going to reread the second soon, and I'll probably talk about that one at some point. That's going to do it for this week. Got anything else, Dan?
I just recently finished Wizards Unite. I got to the point where now I can get gold in the game, which is like the currency that you pay for. So I can't get it, but I can get gold gifts where I can give actually like 100 gold is 99 cents. And that's what you get per gift. So today I grinded out 10 of those, so 1,000 gold. So it's finally starting to now I can just max out my character and finish this game. But I'm getting there.
Getting there. So you can find Dan playing Wizards Unite at the Rumor Wreck on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Tommy Johns. Patreon.com/TommyJohns. Nookshots.com, where you can find other great podcasts like Dan and the Beanie, Just Because. Soon, the revamped Mistakes Were Made. And I think it's going to do it.
That.
But until next time, bye, folks.
Just spill your beans, Tommy. Why just spill?